What is sales management? This is a question you asked me, and now that I sit back and think about it, it makes sense because different companies have different sales management styles. So I'm going to share with you my answer for the question, what is sales management, on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, it's Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business strategy. We share all the insider business secrets with you. And today I'm answering a question that I received from you, a viewer. What is sales management? I'm going to give you the six things you need to know about sales management. There's six really important elements to sales management. I'm going to share each one of them with you one at a time. And then I'm going to offer you an opportunity to take advantage of my sales management system. I'm going to give it to you for free. You can have it. You can use it. I've used it for 30 years. It's helped me create a multi-million dollar business as a sole practitioner. I also created a business where I personally carried a book of $20 million in annual revenue using this system. So what is sales management? Let's get right into the content now, and then I'll share my system with you later on in the video. Okay, the first thing for the answer to the question, what is sales management, is sales management, a team of people, sales managers, create a distraction-free environment for the sales team. A typical ratio of managers to account executives when it comes to sales is probably about 10 or 12 to 1. It can be as high as 15 or 20 to 1, but that span of control really gets crazy when the sales manager tries to help the individual account reps. Ideally, it would be 10 to 1, maximum 12 to 1, manager to sales associates. So what does the sales manager have to do? Well, they create a distraction-free environment. Essentially, the sales manager keeps all the corporate pressure off of the account executive. The account executive, if you've hired the right people, the salesperson, is going to put enough pressure on themselves. If you hire the right person, they're highly competitive, they're big ego, they're self-motivated. So you as a sales manager, the first job you need to do is keep all the pressure from corporate off of them. They're putting pressure on themselves. Keep all the reporting to a minimum, keep the number of meetings to a minimum. Really don't allow any corporate-driven or company-driven distractions to get in the way of your sales team. That's the first thing sales management needs to do. The second thing sales management needs to do is provide a system. If you're in sales management, you can't just push your salespeople out there and say, hey, let's go. Good luck, go sell, here's your product or here's our service, go get them. No, even going a step beyond that and saying, okay, I'm gonna pair you with a rep who's currently one of our top reps and you learn from them, that doesn't do your sales team justice. So if you're in sales management, you've gotta provide a system for your sales team. Now, if you don't have a system or your company doesn't have a system, you can take mine. I'll let you steal mine. I built a huge business using this exact system. It's called my revenue roadmap, and you can get your revenue roadmap guide by going to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. You'll see a link down in the description of this video. Click on that link or go to revenueroadmapguide.com, enter your contact info, and you can download my system for sales management. And you can just give it to your account reps, have them fill in the questionnaire in the back, and they can customize this system for their style, for their strengths, and you can hold them accountable because you're all working off of the same system. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. I've used it in professional services. I've used it to sell private jets. We've used it to sell timeshares, country club memberships, all kinds of products and services over the years. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Get that system now. If you provide your sales team with a system, you can ask them, each prospect falls along that spectrum of that system at some point. You can ask them where each prospect is. You can give them guidance to help them go to the next step in the system. It's a common language and a common framework. So the second thing you do as part of sales management is provide your account executives with a system. The third thing you're doing as part of sales management is you're constantly training and you're constantly coaching them. you can use my YouTube videos as a foundation. I know a lot of you sales managers out there, you watch these videos every day, do brand new videos every day, sometimes two or three videos a day. You pick and choose the videos you want, and then you take my content and you deliver it as sales training for your team. That's okay. You have to constantly train and coach your sales team. That's part of sales management, is training and coaching over and over and over again, repeating the same training and coaching until it sinks in, until your team does it reflexively. So the third thing you got to do as part of sales management is constantly train and coach your team. The fourth thing sales management must do is focus on outcomes. I know that there is a mandate from your corporate headquarters. You have to do certain reports. You have to have certain meetings, and your salespeople need to attend those meetings. They need to do the reports. Here's the thing. You can't take a report to the bank. You can't go to the grocery store and spend a report to buy a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk. The most important thing is deals that are closed and money that comes into the company. I want you to spend no more than 5% of your salespeople's time doing reports or going to meetings. 95% of their time or more should be spent focusing on bringing business in the door. Closing deals is the most important thing for your sales team. You have to have them focused on outcomes. If you focus them on outcomes, you're doing a great job as a sales manager. You will be the king or queen of sales management. The fifth thing you need to do as part of sales management is share best practices. Members of your team are geniuses. There are people who are part of your team who are doing a great job at selling. They have their approach, they have a script, they have a way of targeting their customers. Maybe they work the system that I gave you better than anybody else. You need to learn from the people on your team who are the best at what they do, and then you need to take that information and share it with everybody else. That's called best practice replication, and that is a huge part of what you do as a member of sales management. You need to take the best practices from everyone on your team and mix them all up and train everybody else on the best practices. Basically, what you're doing is you're serving up a buffet of strategy and tactics that your salespeople can use based upon what was successful for the other people on your team. Sharing best practices is a phenomenal way to help your salespeople get better, and it is your responsibility as part of sales management to share best practices. All right, the sixth and final point I want to make today is, as a sales manager, as part of sales management, it's your job to recognize and reward your best salespeople. Your salespeople, if you've hired correctly, are highly motivated, they're ego-driven, and they're very competitive. So you need to recognize the best of the best on your team, create an award, create a trophy, create a cash prize, share it with everyone far and wide. Who's the king of the hill this month? Recognize them, reward them, and if you do, you will be the best sales manager on the planet. If you want more great videos just like this on sales management, be sure and scroll down, because there's another video popping up right now in our sales management series, and I want to see you in the next video.